This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged
with Emma, Damon, Ashley.
Let's go.
Hello, podcast.
Hello.
Hello.
I don't think anyone who listens to the podcast is called podcast.
Ugh.
It's more like, hey, John.
Yeah,
what's a crack?
All day.
But are you talking to the podcast when you say that? Like, or
I don't know.
She's given up there.
I don't know.
She hates when we get pedantic like that.
How are you, Miriam?
Emma, you said earlier you're getting your nails done.
Is it
maybe tomorrow?
Or
you said it to us like off air.
Yeah, I can't remember if I said tomorrow or Thursday. Tomorrow, I think.
And what colour are you going to go for? Because famously, the last time we got our nails done, they said that nobody picks that colour.
Yeah,
they all think it's awful.
Yeah, they're growing so fast.
Did you get sick of it, or are you still happy with
it? No, I'm happy with it. It's just that they look a bit mangy
now.
It's
so long.
Why do they look mangy?
Because they've grown out so far from the top of the finger.
From the cuticle.
Okay, Jesus, they grow fast.
So that's how much it's grown in a month.
I wish I grew that fucking fast.
Your nails? I'm going to go for a French tip this time.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, I think it might be cute.
Just a classic French tip.
Just a classic French tip, yeah. And I'm just get them cut as well because like that's my length of my own.
That's the
that
white
long.
On the top, isn't it?
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
There we go. God, I'm good.
That's what I'm thinking now. And I'm really into it now. I enjoy having them done now. It's fun.
Yeah.
Whereas before I was like...
You have the ring back on.
Yeah, God, that's your very noticing things. Yeah, this ring has been...
Is your granny's ring?
Nope,
no,
this is my granny's ring. This is just my Linnet Jewellery ring.
Oh, Linnet Jewellery.
Remember they used to come on the show a bit?
Oh, if you're an OG.
An OG
fully
is
charged
right.
Fan. Yeah. You remember old Linnet Jewellery.
You can't beat but Linnet Jewellery, lads.
Do you think anyone was an OG?
Do you want to know something?
I guess somebody was probably there.
This isn't
like
a totally ruthless plug for Linnet Jewellery at all. It's just a fact my friend told me over the weekend. So my friend's friends... So her school friends all got together for her 30th, €70 in for their school friends for their 30th. And there's a big gang of them. So like they get something real decent.
Okay.
So they got her a Dior ring, right?
Very nice.
Wow.
Within the first week, 2 diamonds came off it.
Oh, fuck off.
2 diamonds.
Are they real diamonds?
Dior. Legit Dior.
So I didn't know Dior did rings. I thought they only did like aftershave
and all.
Perfume, no?
Well, they do clothes and all, do they?
She brought it back. And she can't get her money back, so she's getting something else. She's getting a bag or something. Grand. But she literally, her words were, I've got Linnet jewellery that has lasted me 2 years.
Oh my God.
And I think with Linnet as well. Because when I went back to Linnet, even I mentioned like this ring that I have to them when I was buying something else. Because like, you can, if you look at it closely,
isn't
it's meant
ball
to be
bearings
gold,
gone?
No, there's not meant to be any of them. It's more that the little
there'd be ball bearings in it, but the fact that it goes around.
Oh, sorry. I more so meant that they're kind of gone a bit silvery. Like, it's shit quality. You can see closer that the little indents on it have gone silver.
Oh, yeah.
But
probably from
when I said it to them, they were like, don't be... Like, it is fake jewellery. Don't be...
Expecting.
Yeah.
Yeah, and like, take it off and you're washing your hands. It'll be stupid.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? Whereas, if you're not stupid with it, it lasts forever.
Put a bit of oil in that. Or do you know what? You could put it in Coke.
Clean it up a little
spray
bit.
Spray paint that gold again.
Yeah. But yeah, I couldn't
that
believe
you do
it.
All your jewellery,
yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, lay them all out in the
Dior
grass.
Ring had to go back after 2 weeks. I thought that was mad.
Imagine laying all your jewellery out in the grass and spraying them gold again.
You'd be getting like a rubber.
Yeah.
Spraying it gold. And look, there's a gold bar there.
Yeah. Linnet Jewellery kind of fecked off then, didn't they?
No, they're still going, lads.
But from our show, they fecked off.
Yeah, oh, yeah, they haven't wanted a sponsorship with
they
us
were
in
with
a while.
Us twice, I think, right?
Come back, Linnet!
3 times, I'd say.
Linnet!
Okay, we're going to go now. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. It's the way that I wake up day to day. Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave, and Ashling in the morning. Wake up.
Emma, Dave, and Ashling. We got the morning routine. Good morning, how are we? It is Tuesday, the 23rd of April. What's going on?
Good morning.
Morning.
How are we all? What's going on? I had a lovely birthday yesterday, by the way.
Yes, yes.
Just so everyone knows.
Oh, yes.
I went for a lovely meal.
Good.
And my housemate, Ben, got me a card.
Did he actually?
And the card said, I drank your present, sorry. And then on the inside, it says, to Daved. D-A-V-E and then D. Because he always calls me David, but everyone else calls me Dave. And
he
then
calls
me
David. That's very formal, isn't it?
Well, Ben is a formal guy.
But not really. Like, everyone calls me David. You guys are the only people who call me Dave, really. Because it works with the show.
Oh,
know?
My God. That's show. Quite exclusive,
There's
isn't
an exclusive for you. I go by David.
Are you
David.
Saying that your housemate Linda calls you David?
Yes. She would never call me Dave.
That's weird.
My mother would never in a million years call me Dave.
Because everybody in here calls you Dave.
Everyone. So when Ben is, you know, talking about me, he always says David. And everyone's like, who?
Yeah, I actually don't know who David is. I've never met him.
Anyway, he also gave me the company bonus perks card. You know, at Christmas time, you get a little perks card.
Okay.
He gave me that his from 2 years ago.
Is there anything left on it?
And he said that I think there's about 17 cent on that there now. Enjoy that. And that was in my card. And I went, well, could be a euro on it. And I checked it. And I said, you may want to take that back, Ben. And he went, no, no, no. It's yours. Happy birthday. Enjoy the 17 cent. I said, are you sure? He said, yes. There was 80 euro on it.
Are you serious?
There was 80 euro on it.
No and so way. Did he let you have it?
He was just like, what? So what I did was everyone in the house paid for my meal for my birthday.
Oh, that's
so
nice.
I bought the drinks after.
Very
with,
good.
With the perks card. And
that
yeah.
still left you with a few
bucks. Well, that was a surprise
for still have 28 euro on it.
Oh, I'd say he's fuming.
He's seething.
2 days out from payday. That is such a win.
Honestly, I was buzzing. The only thing is I feel like a total loser when I go up to someone and I'm like, can I pay with this card?
No, I think it's cool.
Do you know what I mean? But like, it's I went into Lidl the other day to buy a sun lounger and I was like, can I use this? Like, it's like a voucher.
Magic
I
don't know, money.
I feel cheap or something, but I'm also I don't have the money to spend. It's just on this card.
Oh, and, yeah. It's like I think it's flashy.
But it's like a one for all card. Do you know what I mean? And it's, I don't know, I just feel a bit weird using it. So if I go to your business and use a one for all card or a perks card, don't judge me, please. Thank you.
Why would anybody is judging you?
That's so strange.
I just feel like it's weird. I'm like, can I use a voucher?
Stop.
No.
No.
Listen, we're kicking off with Hozier, the first Irish artist to have a song reach number one in the US Billboard charts in more than 30 years. Any predictions as to who the last was? It's very hard. I wouldn't know.
I know because I saw an article yesterday.
Yeah. Irish.
Oh,
I know who the four Irish are. He's only one of four Irish people to ever be number one in the charts.
So the last person to achieve it was Sinead O'Connor.
Yeah.
Wow, that's cool.
Prince is Nothing Compares to You.
I was going to say, was it Nothing Compares
to You? That's so long ago. Like, that's over 20 years ago.
It's amazing.
What are we at?
We're kicking off with Hozier on Spin.
Spins fully charged.
Hozier and Too Sweet here at Spin. You're with Emma, Dave and Ashling. We were just talking about the success of that song, number one in the Billboard Hot 100. First time in over 30 years an Irish artist has been there, and it was Sinead O'Connor last time with Prince's Nothing Compares to You.
That's good. I'm glad it's only Hozier and Sinead O'Connor.
And You Too.
And You Too as
well. There were others, but in the last 30, that's
the last 30 years.
Yeah.
I think that's cool.
And You Too. And another fella called Gilbert O'Sullivan.
I know Gilbert O'Sullivan.
Yeah, he sings that Alone Again.
Yeah, actually.
But like really, like that's from like the 70s or something. So it's been so few Irish artists.
Irish? I did not know.
I need help here because I'm not great with world flags. Number one, he's currently number one in Ireland, the UK. America, New Zealand, and what's that other flag there?
Australia and Canada.
Is it Australia?
As well.
That's Australia and New Zealand, yeah.
And Canada, I read.
Is he on Canada as well?
The Canadian flag is not there.
Oh, okay. Well, that's incorrect from the person who posted that. Anyway, he's number one only everywhere. He needs to take
all
on
the English language countries.
Yeah, yeah. He needs to take on Spain and Portugal and sort out the rest of
Europe. He needs to translate.
Left. Anyway, good on you, Hozier. Here's Dua Lipa on Spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
And the countdown is on. Only two more sleeps to go until the worst show ever.
Yee-hoo!
It'll be well underway this Thursday, April 25th. Make sure you're with us for chaos.
Absolute carnage, some would say.
Sending it. We'll be sending it.
Oh, we're going to send it. Listen, one of the most famous film franchises in the world is Indiana Jones. And for some reason, I have never watched it. Is that a bit ridiculous?
I don't know. I think I probably watched it when I was a kid, like one or...
I feel like maybe I would have maybe kind of watched it or like halfway through after, like during the big movie or something.
Yeah, to be fair, it's kind of outside of our era.
God, I would have thought
they're old. Like,
have you seen it?
No, you smart. No, obviously not. Is that kind of violent?
Indiana Jones? Not really, no.
It's
more
just like
it's more adventure kind of a vibe.
No.
But,
I just loved the big movie though.
Yeah, I did love the big movie.
On a Saturday night on RTE.
And I hope for his own sake, though, that Tom Selleck has never seen Indiana Jones either, because, if you don't know who Tom Selleck is, he was in a show called Magnum P.I., and he also played Richard in Friends. Very tall, handsome, mustached man. But he turned down the role of Indiana Jones.
No way.
And now
it would have suited him so well.
I think it probably would have.
It would have, yeah.
Now, I've never seen it, but I really haven't seen Magnum P.I., which is what he...
No,
like,
I don't even know what that is.
I think it's like a kind of detective-y thing. I'm not entirely sure.
Okay.
But I really, really haven't seen that. Do you know what I mean? I mainly only heard of it from TV
shows or
whatever.
Yeah, so you're saying if he turned down Indiana Jones for Magnum P.I., that was possibly the wrong decision.
Maybe, I don't know, maybe for him. But basically, he explained that he read for Indiana in front of Steven Spielberg and George Lucas, but didn't feel hugely nervous at the time, and he was more worried about whether the pilot for his series would work out, which was Magnum P.I.
Right.
So it obviously did work out because that's where he became very, very famous.
Okay.
But it got me thinking of other roles that famous people have turned down, and some of these are genuinely insane. Speaking of Indiana Jones himself, Harrison Ford turned down Jurassic Park.
Oh,
Wow.
There's loads of these now that I think you're going to find interesting.
It's funny though, isn't it? Because if you're, if that, what did you say? Who's the guy who turned it down?
Harrison Ford, who
if
played
Harrison
Indiana
Ford
Jones.
Is sitting there and he's like, he reads the script or whatever. He's like, about a dinosaur.
Yeah.
I'll go away.
Unbelievable.
Like sometimes you just don't know that something's going to absolutely pop off.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the thing. So I'm going to speed through some of these because these are insane. Grease man John Travolta decided to turn down the role of Forrest Gump.
Right? Oh, no.
He wanted to do Pulp Fiction instead. Matthew McConaughey was meant to be in Guardians of the Galaxy 2. He was meant to play Ego, who played, it was Peter Quinn's father, in the sequel, turned it down. Now, this one you're going to find mad. Before Emma Stone won an Oscar for La La Land, it almost went to a very different Emma.
No way.
Before she said no.
Emma...
Nolan.
Not Emma Nolan.
Emma Thompson.
Emma Watson.
Emma Watson.
She was too busy with Disney's Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, yeah.
Wouldn't you be sickened if you gave... You were like, oh, doing a crappy little movie for Disney.
Yeah.
And Emma Stone's winning a bloody Oscar. You'd be fuming. Eddie Murphy opted to play a Beverly Hills cop instead of fighting ghosts in Ghostbusters.
Okay.
Joaquin Phoenix almost played Doctor Strange, but as we know, he didn't. That went to Benedict Cumberbatch.
Yeah.
Brian Cox, you may know most recently as Logan Roy in Succession.
Yeah.
He turned down a role in Game of Thrones as Robert Baratheon.
Oh, yeah.
He said he didn't know whether that was a good character or not, and he's never looked it up just in case.
He didn't last too long.
He didn't, to be fair. But he was a good character at the same time.
All right.
Move over Anne Hathaway in The Devil Wears Prada because it was originally meant to go to Mean Girl herself, Regina George, Rachel McAdams.
Oh. No way.
But apparently she went back to Canada for her own mental health after the whole Mean Girls thing and stuff like that.
Okay.
So basically she didn't take it.
It was post-Mean Girls.
Apparently. Right? Liam Neeson passed on James Bond to save his marriage. Basically his wife was like, hey, stop getting with all these unreal girls on screen.
Oh my God.
If you take James Bond, I'm not marrying you.
But he did take him instead.
And so, yeah. So he decided he wouldn't take James Bond.
Wow.
He said he was on a podcast. He was on Conan O'Brien's podcast and he was basically like, I was in talks for like 5 minutes, but I said no. Do you know what I mean? That was the kind of vibe.
Emily. Wait, now it's funny that it's kind of one thing you just have to suck up, though, if you're going out with someone who's an actor and has to
get
on screen. Like, it's not real.
Yeah, true.
It's kind of sad, isn't it?
It is, but at the same time, you can kind of understand. I'd be very
jealous.
We're
all human. I think that would be very tough.
That'd be tough for me.
And Margot Robbie's.
Emily Blunt. We all know Emily Blunt.
Yeah.
Amazing actress. Passed on The Black Widow in Marvel's Avengers, which I think she would have been very good on. Matt Damon said he missed out on Avatar and regrets it ever since.
Wow.
Will Smith, Sandra Bullock both turned down roles in The Matrix. And lastly, Leonardo DiCaprio has turned down Spider-Man, Batman's Robin, Anakin Skywalker in Star Wars, and the lead in American Psycho. This man has turned down more roles than 25-year-olds.
Wow.
I just think, imagine having saying no to all of these roles.
And he could have been Oscar-worthy from any of those after waiting for so long.
Yeah,
true.
A lot of them turning down the superhero roles.
Yes.
Which are probably mega money as
they
well.
They were, I think, about 5 years ago, 10 years ago.
Okay,
and now
before
it's kind of,
it was like as big.
So yeah,
interesting.
Your dream job or your thing you're most, you could be most known for could be right in front of you. There you go.
Beautiful very words, Dave.
That's very inspiring.
Thank you.
It's a gorgeous way to start a Tuesday.
I said no to 2FM breakfast to do this.
Don't do it.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
It's Justin Timberlake and Selfish on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. 2 dates to go until our worst show ever buzzing.
Woo!
Ah. I want you listening and you, Dave, and you, Aisling, and producer Callum over there. Just imagine that you're on your holidays in Milan.
Oh, I already feel like I'm there.
Oh, fabulous.
Eating
fabulous.
Pizza.
spaghetti.
Such a fashionable place. You've brought your best of the best and you've spent the day visiting the Milan Cathedral. Mm. You've witnessed the Last Supper mural with your own eyes. You've seen a show at La Scala Theatre and you've danced your socks off at Milan's best underground nightclub, Tempio del Futuro Perduto.
Of course
you would look that up.
Of course you would.
Aye. So it's been a long day, right?
Mm-hmm.
You've been on your feet for a long time. You've done a lot of dancing. What's next before you go home? What do you need before you go to bed?
Paschetti.
Paschetti? See?
I don't know.
That's the Italian for spaghetti.
Kebab.
I don't know if they do that there.
Okay.
Arancini.
None of your requests will be allowed from very soon.
Oh.
Because Milan are due to bring in a takeaway ban after midnight.
What?
In a proposed new law.
What's,
okay.
Why?
They attempted this back in 2013 and they're trying to do this again and it could come into effect as early as May next month. the big thing, I suppose, is making headlines there is this would include ice cream. And in Italian culture, it's just so normal to go for an ice cream at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
And like, you know, the way abroad as well, if you're ever on your holidays abroad, you'd have your dinner at like 11 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
Like, I know from having like Spanish cousins and stuff, they find it weird to eat their dinner before 10 p.m. So naturally, it's going to roll across midnight. You might have your little ice cream at like half 12 at night or whatever,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, it's still hot. It's lovely.
Some of us have to get up at 5:30 in the morning, Esteban.
Yeah, well, this is true. The proposal would ban all takeaway food, including pizza. What? In Italy?
In Italy?
Not in Italy.
And the reason they're doing this is try and clamp down on noisy groups crowding the streets, keeping local residents up. So there's a guy who is the Secretary General for Italian Retailers Association. His name is Marco Barberini. He says, do you think a 25-year-old is going to go home at the stroke of midnight simply because they can't get a takeout?
You sound like you're from Ballyhornus.
Yes, I do. I realise that halfway through when I begin.
But if you could see Emma, she's doing the Italian thing with her hands.
Well, she's talking like she's from Ballyhornus.
I am trying. What about the tourists who want to eat an ice cream after midnight?
Getting better.
Does this administration realise what it is doing?
I want to suck your blood.
We're reaching Transylvania.
Then there's the deputy mayor. Mayor Ballyhollis in my mind. Marco Granelli, he's the deputy mayor, saying the goal is to seek a balance between socialising and entertainment and the peace and tranquility of residents. But you only told us yesterday and brought us on a beautiful journey of the most delicious meal you've had, Aisling, over the weekend. You had a 3 a.m. sit down meal in Eddie Rockets.
I had a full burger, chips and milkshake at Eddie Rockets, and it was one of the best meals I've had in a long time.
Sounds good. And you probably only paid 70 quid for it.
It was absolutely gorgeous.
It's like,
if I lost that experience,
yeah,
I couldn't tell
you.
That
wouldn't be a takeaway, though.
Terrible I would feel. True, that was a sit down.
That's a sit in, so that's not much.
Maybe they'll just put tables in the takeaway restaurants.
Yeah, on the same level as it should be a crime to ban it. Pizza in Italy, one of the best chicken fillet rolls I ever had was in Temple Bar, and that was at about 2:30 in the morning.
It's the same kind of vibe as like a 9 euro meal. Do you remember during COVID?
Putting
tables in the takeaway restaurant.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
It's Teddy Swims and Lose Control on Spin. You're with Emma, Dave and Aisling. It's just gone 7:30. A really cool charity event to tell you about. The Wings for Life World Run. It's happening on Sunday the 5th of May. And you can register now. It sounds really cool.
Really cool.
Oh, I said that 5 times fast. The Wings for Life World Run.
The Wings for Life World Run.
There you go. The event raises funds for spinal cord research with 100% of the entry fee going straight to the Wings for Life Foundation.
Yes, I've never heard of anything like this. So basically, there's no fixed distance on this charity run. The race starts, then 30 minutes in, a car starts and you're kind of getting chased by the car. And once the car passes you out, that's the finish line.
That's so cool.
Yeah, it's called the catcher car. So once the car overtakes you, you're finished.
I'd be hopping in the car. I'd be like, drive on.
You'd be like running backwards.
That just makes it accessible for so many more people, though. I love it.
It does, yeah. So it's different distance for everybody.
So runners of all levels can take part, as we said. And if you want to register, you can download the Wings for Life World Run app or visit wingsforlifeworldrun.com.
I think this would be the only way you get me to run. Get someone to drive behind me. I'm running over you. I'm going to run you over.
I presume the threat is not that they mow you down. I think they may go alongside.
Listen, it is, sir, such a good cause, and it's happening on Sunday, the 5th of May. It's again wingsforlifeworldrun.com.
You'll get this thing that keeps me coming back.
Emma, Dave, and Aisling in the morning. Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here.
Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Kate McCrae and Greedy on Spin with Emma, Dave, and Aisling. Good morning. It's just coming up on 10 to 8.
Good morning. Kellogg's GA Cool Camps are back this summer with camps open throughout July and August. They're going to be providing primary schools with an action-packed and fun-filled weekend all over the country during the summer holidays.
Does anyone remember being in primary school and that break felt like a year?
It did.
Like you were off school for literally like a year.
Oh,
time just moved so much more slowly when you were a kid and you finally got to show up at camp and see your friends.
I know, so exciting. Yeah, GA clubs can win 25 grand on top of all of that with packs of Cocoa Pops, Rice Krispies or Corn Flakes, so keep an eye out for that. And we have a Kellogg's GA Cool Camps kit to give away every day this week. and an upgrade of €1,000 if you're top of their leaderboard by the end of the week.
That's very exciting. Stephen's on to give our quiz a go. It's a mix of general knowledge questions and then it's a mix of GA questions. And it's up to you playing, if you play throughout this week, whether you want to play the easier game for 1 point. So, sorry, for every correct answer, it's 1 point, like a point over the bar.
Yeah.
Or you can choose the more difficult one, which is like scoring a goal. And that'll get you 3 points. The score to beat this morning is 5. Stephen, hello and how are you?
I'm good, thanks. That was quick.
I know. We are
quick off the mark
over here.
Are you a Cool Camps kid, Stephen?
I wasn't. No, I was like yourself, Aisling. I never got to go.
Okay, you were a bit discombobulated in that department, were you?
What other summer camps did you go to?
I don't actually think we had them over in Mayo, to be honest.
Oh, really?
Really?
All right, okay. Well, listen, the Kellogg's GA Cool Camps are back this summer. Camps open throughout July and August. We have a quiz for you here, okay? It's a mix of GA and general knowledge questions, but you have the power now, Stephen. You can choose to play an easier quiz where each correct answer is worth a point.
Like a point over the bar.
Literally a point over the bar. Or you can play the harder quiz, which is worth the goal. So 3 points. That's up to you. Harder or easier, but you need to get a score of 5 or more to get top of the leaderboard,
yeah,
okay?
Keep that in mind, Stephen.
What are you thinking?
I think I'll go harder, please.
You go harder. Oh, I like it, Stephen.
A rebel.
I like it, Stephen. All right, so we're going to put 30 seconds on the clock.
Yeah, get as many as you can. Every correct answer is worth 3 points.
So
are we
ready? You have to get 2 correct answers to win here, Stephen.
Here we go. Mayo for Sam and Stephen for Cool Camps.
Question number one. Who is the manager of the Wexford County football team?
Pass.
That'll be John Hegarty. What planet is closest to the sun?
Venus.
Nope. It's Mercury. What wood are hurls made from?
Sorry?
What wood are hurls made from?
Ash.
Yes.
What year was the Spire officially completed?
Pass.
2003. Tyrone play their matches in what stadium?
Oh, pass.
Healy Park. What currency do they use in Japan? Oh, we're out of time.
Sugar, Stephen.
Stephen, a score of 3.
They are
hard.
They were hard questions.
Hard
you can
hard.
See, you can see why they're golds now at this stage, because golds are very hard to do.
Harder to get.
Yeah, you took a risk there with the hard.
Stephen, you're not going home empty-handed.
Yeah, listen, you didn't get to go to the Kellogg's GA Cool Camps, but you got the kit.
You
That's
did.
Class.
All the swag, Stephen.
Excellent.
You're living out your childhood dreams.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, there you go.
You look like a real Irishman on holidays now with the Cool Camps bag on your back.
Yeah, sure. Exactly. Everybody in Mayo will be going, what the hell is that?
Stephen, thank you so much for playing. I hope you enjoyed and have a great day.
I did, thank you. Yeah, you too. Thanks very much.
See you, man.
Bye, 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 bye. All right, another chance for you to get on that leaderboard tomorrow. Top the leaderboard and win yourself that €1,000.
Still looking for 5 points.
Kellogg's GA Cool Camps. So we'll do that again tomorrow on the show.
Let's go. Wicca, wicca. You got what I want when I need it. Emma, Dave and Aisling.
Hello, how are you?
Hello.
Hello.
Wow, that was very like...
That was...
Welcome to Disney Channel Radio. Hello.
Hi.
That was not a Tuesday hello.
No,
I'm sorry.
I'm impressed that you were able to pull that out of the bag on Tuesday.
Because we hate Tuesdays.
Well, Tuesday is...
It's just notoriously the worst day.
The worst day.
Just a quick one, little check for you. 2 days' time, it'll be Thursday and it's going to be the worst show ever. We are so excited. Make sure you're with us from 7 this Thursday.
Yes, it's going to be chaos. I came across a tweet there and it was a screenshot of a message somebody got on Instagram, and lads, if you're a Dune fan, this is bad news for you. This person got a message on Instagram from @therealtimothy1111. Okay, this guy has 59 followers. Timothy Chalamet, this is.
Yes, of course.
And the message said the following: "Hey, it's Timothy Chalamet. I'm messaging you from a private account. We want to start shooting Dune 3, but have budget issues. Can you cash me $600 so we can start filming? I'm with Javier Bardem right now."
I wish there was any way of us knowing for sure that it was Javier Bardem right there.
That he was with. Yeah, he didn't send like a selfie or anything with Javier, because otherwise it would all be pretty legit. But yeah, so the future of Dune 3 is
hangs in the balance.
Was there not another message there underneath being like, hey, it's Javier?
Oh, was there? Oh, this, I've screenshotted, so I can't pause. I was like, I'm such an idiot. I was like, I can't get into the thread.
I love this thing, though. Like, it's my favourite thing where it's like, hey, it's Leonardo DiCaprio. I'm here with Margot Robbie. And it's like, hey, it's Margot Robbie. Like, next message. It's unbelievable. It's
fantastic.
So
I'd love to get, like, a full, like, list of everyone who's feigned being someone for cash.
I think it's happened.
Some of them are
like,
so random.
I don't know who it happened for. I have a feeling it happened for like some wrestler or something, and it was some comedian on Twitter, and they were like texting for days, and he was, you know, kept trying to get money, and he was like, "So how long have you been a fan of me? And thank you so much, and all that." Oh, it's so funny.
It kind of made me want to set up a fake celebrities page and just send the messages and not actually scam anybody out of their money, but see what just they say and see which ones get posted on Twitter.
Aisling humour, be like, in order for this film to work, I need you to send me a page with loads of stickers on it to spin his dress or something. Nothing to do with money.
If you get a suspicious message from Emma Thompson, that's probably me.
It is 8:05. We're playing the golden ticket. Try and sort out your summer next. I'm gonna wake up.
Spins fully charged with now.
Cillian Murphy at his best. Stream Oppenheimer with a Now Cinema membership.
Spin, giving you more hit music now.
She's wearing an old dress, poking it out.
In 3, 2, 1.
Okay, let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Emma David Aisling's golden ticket.
Here we go.
Hello. Hello, hello. Okay, it's 8:08. We're about to play the golden ticket because we would like to send you to loads of really brilliant Irish music festivals this summer. You deserve it. It's a nice freeing experience. Leave the real world behind and go and enjoy Sea Sessions, Longitude and Electric Picnic on Us with a Friend.
Yeah, they're not like those festivals that you haven't really heard of. We want to send you to all of them, but like, it doesn't matter. I don't want to go to any of them. These are the three you want to go to.
These are the biggies.
These are the main ones.
Honestly, if you were to write down every single person you get to see at all these festivals, you probably have seen most of the hottest people right now. Because if you look through the lineup, Sea Sessions, you've got BLK, Jazzy, Keen to Crow, Soleil, Jake Bug. Then you look at Longitude.
You got Central C, Doja Cat, Becky Hill, Belters Only, Joel Corry in there as well, mate.
Technically anybody could appear on the Electric Picnic lineup, which is coming out on Friday.
Yeah, confirmed it after all those conspiracy theories. Yeah. Is the picnic actually going to happen?
Imagine what would we do with the golden ticket if it was cancelled?
Yeah, that was actually what was stressing me out more so than maybe not being able to go. But no, EP is a runner and they're announcing the lineup this Friday, which is exciting. Producer Callum.
If EP was cancelled, I would pay your electricity bill for a month and give you a picnic.
It took a while.
Yeah, that's very good. Amy, what are you up to this morning?
I'm just on the way to bring my daughter to creche.
What age is she?
16 months.
And how is she getting on with the whole creche thing? Is she well settled now, or was it one of those she's screaming going in?
Yeah, she's screaming all last week. They're both here yesterday morning, so I'm hoping it's the same this morning.
Okay. It's early days. Can I ask you, Amy, at what point do you stop saying the months? And you just say she's one or two.
Yeah.
Probably, hopefully, around 1.5.
Okay, around 1.5, a nice round figure.
Whenever she's two, don't be doing that. She's 24 months, just stop that.
I want to normalise Colin yourself by the months. I'm 10,000 months old.
Oh dear God, how much am I? I am 12 multiplied by 29. I am 348 months old.
Oh, we're a lot younger than I thought.
10,000, very nice.
You could do a little break and get yourself off away from baby stuff and get yourself to Sea Sessions, Longitude and EP this year, Amy, yeah?
Yeah, that's the plan. My partner's working abroad, so I was hoping to book a babysitter in for a couple of weekends.
Very good.
Fabulous woman.
I like it.
So that's why you need to win it nice and early so you can make those plans and make those arrangements.
Exactly.
Right, well, let's get you there. This is Emma David Aisling's golden ticket. Have you heard this game before, Amy?
Yeah, I was listening when I started dropping her to the creche. I had it on every morning.
Oh,
so
amazing.
I was like, oh, good. Let's give it a go.
Do you know how many seconds go on the clock?
25.
And do you know how many songs you have to guess?
5.
That's it. Guess the 5 songs and artists within 25 seconds. You win a golden ticket to 3 of the biggest music festivals this summer. If it's a song with a few people on it, you only need to mention one artist. No skipping or passing. Can't move on until you get the song and artist correct. However, if you really don't know it, you can swap it for a different one. You can only do that once and you can't do it on the final song. So if you want to swap the song, shout the word swap. And when you get it correct, we'll pause the clock just so you can gather yourself and get ready for the next one. All makes sense, Amy?
Yeah, thank you.
Happy days. Where are you from?
I'm originally from Firhouse.
Very nice. Amy from Firhouse. 25 seconds are on the clock and song 1. Placing 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
It's like strawberries. Watermelon Sugar, Harry Styles.
Stop the clock.
That's a song.
That's a solid song one.
There was a bit of scandal on the show yesterday, but you got a decent song one there from producer Callum.
I was listening.
Brilliant. So you got that in about 4.5 seconds. We've 20 and a half seconds left. 4 songs to go and you have your swap as well.
Very good, Amy. Okay. Let's go for song 2. Keep it going. Plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
You're so in love, but in this tragic. You just want to have him all to yourself.
A swap.
Yeah.
Swapping
of
out.
Of course
right.
You're swapping out.
Of course you're swapping it out.
This is,
it's not a song two.
No, it's not a song two. On this.
Not a song two at all. We're on your side.
You haven't a clue what that is, Amy, do you?
No, I hadn't a clue. No.
It's one of our biggest songs.
That is Zara Larsson.
It's a music quiz.
And You Love Who You Love.
It's a good tune.
It's a brilliant song.
It's not a song two.
It's song three. 20 seconds again, so we're grand.
All right, we've swapped it out.
For a brand new song two, Amy, you've swapped it out. Let's go for a brand new test song two, playing in 3, 2, 1, start the clock.
Alibi, Ella Henderson.
Yeah. Stop the clock. Beautiful.
Nice. She doesn't know her tunes. Alibi, Ella Henderson and Rudimental. All right, we're now at 16 seconds left. 3 songs to go, which is a lovely time.
It's actually it's above the average.
It is.
That
indeed.
Needed. Let's see if we can get song three and we'll be halfway there, Amy. It plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. So much better
with everything. Fred again. I adore you.
Stop the clock. So nice. Good, you had to say it twice.
Yes, Fred again. Adore you. Lovely stuff. Okay, you did burn through, 7 seconds there?
We
have 9 seconds left. 2 songs to go. This is quite exciting.
This is exciting.
Come on, Amy.
Here we go for song 4, Amy. Plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. I can't write one song
that's not about you. I can't think of it.
Is it?
Oh.
I thought that was handy enough song for
it. It is. No, I just couldn't think of it.
I was getting like, oh my God, here it is. Here's the moment.
That was Shawn Mendes. You said Sam, but I think you were looking for Shawn Mendes. If I Can't Have You.
Yeah, no, that was easy. Sorry, I just
don't apologize.
Don't apologize to us. Amy, listen, it wasn't to be today, but you did absolutely amazing.
Yeah, you're
really,
a
really
player.
Good player. You knew when to swap as well. Really, really enjoyed chatting to you. I hope you had fun, did you?
Thanks. Yeah, I had a great crack. Thanks so much for calling,
okay? See you. Have a great day.
Bye.
See you later. All right, let's try and do this tomorrow, shall we? Because, God, the worst show ever is on Thursday. I don't even know if we're going to be able to play the golden ticket.
Yeah, what are we going to do with that?
We'll have to wait.
Questions.
Hey, I don't know.
I actually thought we were giving it away there, and
so
I've been delighted.
I was so buzzing. I know. I was so excited.
What a worthy winner if she was to have taken it from us. So, C-Sessions, Longitude Electric Picnic. Do you want to be there? I can only imagine how, like, our entries for this could potentially, like, what's 5 by? Quadruple?
Quintuple. Nah, that's
they
not
could
real, is it?
We're making it up. They could quintuple on this on Friday once we get that
so
EP
the power
lineup.
5. Yes.
The EP lineup will be out on Friday. The world and its mother is going to want to go.
Yeah.
And you can't unless you win them here because they're completely sold out. So I'd recommend enter before the quintuple effect.
Yes.
On Friday. So just message us now. The word golden.
I'm with you.
711-1038. Do you know what I mean? Your favourite act will
exactly
probably be there.
Because afterwards you might never hope again.
Exactly. Not a chance.
Golden in a WhatsApp right now. Here is Zara Larsson on Spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
The Weekend and Save Your Tears on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. Important reminders, need to keep reminding you because, my God, if you tune into the show on Thursday and you don't know what's going on,
oh, it'll be so embarrassing for us.
You will be mortifying.
Oh, Scarlett. The worst show ever is happening on Thursday. That is 2 days from now. Make sure you're with us from 7. Right. Over the weekend, and I've mentioned this several times, that my sister was in Dublin and I kind of just had a moment of thinking, like, my God, we are literally the best of friends now. And you always hear that when you're a child and you don't get along with your siblings. You're like, wait until you get older, you'll be the best of friends.
Yeah, okay? And you're like, shut up, Mom.
Yeah, exactly.
What kind of privilege did you have? Shut up, Mom. My God.
Well, probably like, go away, Mom.
Oh, bother. When we were younger, we absolutely killed each other. And then we have a brother, Barry, who's younger than us, and we absolutely all killed each other. And when they were up over the weekend, my brother also lives in Dublin. I was like, Barry, please come and meet us. Please come and meet us. Where are you? Like, obsessed with us all being together, which is something that I would have absolutely loathed when I was younger. I don't want to be seen next nor near them. I hated them when I was a kid, right? And my brother, Barry, was telling us about the time when we, because we were like the kind of 2 mean older sisters.
Yeah.
There was this tire swing hanging off a tree in the garden. It was like proper big. And we'd grab poor Barry, who was like a real vulnerable child compared to us, put him on the tire swing, twist the tire swing as high up as it could go, and then just let it go. And the poor fella would be like vomiting and everything. He'd be like so unbelievably dizzy. He'd be like, no! And we'd be like, tire swing time, Barry! We were horrible.
Wow.
Horrible.
Bitches of older sisters, huh?
So
My God.
I would like to know on the show this morning, we all would, how did you terrorize your siblings when you were younger?
Oh, this is going to get juicy.
Oh, like, honestly. The physical assault. Like, yeah. If you could go to prison for it, all the kids would be in prison.
Yeah, if you were to do it to like an old man, you know what I mean? Not good.
Not but good.
Back then, a bit of crack.
They bounce back.
It builds character, doesn't it?
I feel like siblings are made of rubber.
Yeah. They are.
Just mould back into shape to
and
be all right.
You'd like be pulling. Oh, the amount of stuff that you do that was like literal inflicting pain on people just messing with them.
When did you start to like gel with your sister and stuff? Like, was it as an adult or, yeah. Like, did you kind of come around as a teenager or was it like
late teens, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah, the feud went on because teenagers are even more awkward, aren't they?
Yeah.
I mean, deep down, you absolutely love them more than anything. And if anyone said a bad word about them, you'd be like,
oh, you'd kill them.
But
yeah,
you'd still have that like rivalry and that sibling feud.
Did you have that as a teenager? Where did you like share clothes and all?
Oh, share?
Yeah.
We didn't share anything. We robbed each other blind.
Did you?
My God. Joke me.
I always thought that was interesting about girls, that you always like share clothes or rob each other's clothes.
Yeah, I always wanted to have a sister to share clothes.
I remember literally wearing my sister's jacket and going to hang out with my friends in town, and if she drove past in the car, she would honestly get out of the car with my mother, walk over to me in front of my friends, rip the jacket off me.
No.
And get back into the car.
That's gas.
And I was so embarrassed.
Buy your own jacket?
I had no money. I was 14. Are you mad? Okay. What did you do to terrorise your siblings? We'd love to hear from you on this morning. Your voice notes, get them over to us on 087 711 1038. What did you do to terrorise your siblings when you were small? Like, not now, if you're in your 30s, you know what I mean?
Well, by all means.
John Gibbons now and Light Me on Spin. Emma, Dave and Aisling, morning. How did you terrorise your sibling or siblings when you were younger? We'd love to hear from you. Get in touch in your voice notes, please. Denise was on.
We used to have a rabbit and I used to hate my sister for some reason. I don't know why. But I once gave her sweets, but I replaced the sweets with the rabbit's droppings. And she ate them. Because she'd eat anything. She'd take my sweets, anything that I would have had, she'd take from me. So this time I gave her the sweets that contained the rabbit's droppings.
Oh, Denise, you evil genius.
Not for all the money in the world could you get that information out of me.
Have you done that?
Oh my God.
I love the way Denise like still stands by it. She's like, she ate my sweets. So I gave her the poo. Fair is fair. Little wagon.
We're even.
Yeah. Denise is pure like an eye for an eye. That's the way it is. Always
and I do it again.
How did you terrorise your siblings? 087 711 1038. I don't think anything's off the table now. Don't be
ashamed. Definitely not.
We can keep you anonymous. Don't worry.
Get in touch.
Recharged.
We are asking you on the show, how did you terrorise your siblings when you were younger? Because we were all actually pretty horrible. I wonder what that's about mentally. Why were we so cruel?
I think it's power.
I guess, yeah.
You know what I mean? It's that power.
Yeah, why
did
your siblings just...
I think
we're
all just psychologically messed up.
I think
it's crazy,
so too,
right?
Hayley was on.
When I was younger, me and my youngest cousin were like inseparable. And one day his older brother and another older cousin of mine had pellet guns and told us to hide around the house. And if they found us, they were going to shoot us with pellet guns. It was like a scene from a scary movie. And when we got too afraid, we'd run out to the trampoline, but they'd go up to the attic window and shoot the pellet guns out the window at us.
I didn't realise they actually had the pellet guns. I thought they were just pretending to be like, yeah, if we see you, you get shot with pellet guns.
Oh my God, that's
like
terrifying.
Snipers.
Terrifying.
Honestly, I'm like, this whole bit on that we're doing today is like, what does David still feel guilty about? Because there's so many things. I remember I locked my brother in a wardrobe and put a chair up against the wardrobe and blasted Rebecca Black's Friday on repeat. And then I remember other times I was playing football in the garden with my friends and it got dark. Mm. So we had one of those like sensor lights. Mm. And so we had a sensor light there and I was like, Sean, do you want to play basketball? And he was like, yeah, I'll play basketball. And I was like, good, we're all playing football. We just need you to like keep playing basketball by the sensor light so it keeps turning on.
Oh, poor Sean.
It's gotten to the point where it's like, do you remember when you were a kid and you had to go to first confession? I was always like, I was just awful to my brother. Like, I was so bad.
Yeah, too many to count.
Poor old Sean.
He had an awful time.
Long forgiven. You by now. Emma, how did you terrorize your siblings?
We used to have a makeshift NASA rocket in our house because my dad is obsessed with like space and stuff.
Nice.
And the top of this particular rocket had a very, very sharp point.
Oh no.
So I used to take it and stab my brother with it.
Oh wow.
Stab him where?
In the back. Literally. Okay.
Literally stabbed him in the back.
You're a backstabber. Okay. Very good to know. My God.
And did he retaliate in any way? Or was, did he just take it like a man?
Oh, yeah, there was many a bounce at a trampoline where he'd send me flying and all
this. Oh, yeah, the trampoline was always a battleground for me and my brother.
And does he still have the marks on him from where you stabbed him in the back?
I'm not too sure because since then he's never really turned his back to me.
He's used to it.
Very clever.
Eyes on you.
He doesn't trust me anymore.
Clever boy.
Brilliant. Thanks, Em. Yeah.
Thank you. See you later.
Bye-bye. 087 711 1038. How did you terrorise your siblings when you were younger? Here's Rach.
We were two or three. My sister and I, we used to play, get goody nights, and she'd get white buttons, and I'd make her play the body of Christ. And I'd say, you be the priest, you be the priest. I let you be the priest. And she'd sit there going, the body of Christ, the body of Christ. And I'd just get there pretending the white chocolate buttons were at communion and eat them all on her, the whole packet. She never got any of them.
I used to do that with my sister when I had broccoli on my dinner plate. I used to be like, I bet you I can eat this broccoli before you can eat my broccoli. And she'd be like, okay. And she'd take my broccoli and eat it. And I'd be like, idiot.
087-711-1038. We'd love to hear from you on this morning. Your voice notes will be deadly, but whatever suits you. 087-711-1038. Here is Switch Disco with Spin.
Spins. Fully charged.
Recharged.
Some evil geniuses among us, I think, when we were small. And it's mad to think that in your childhood brain, how could you even plot to be that mean?
Yeah, why were we so evil?
We were horrible. Ash, what did you do to terrorise your siblings?
So, I used to, bend backwards and chase them up the stairs with The Exorcist.
Yeah, I was about to say, The Exorcist.
This wasn't too long either.
As in, it wasn't that long ago. Can you still do it? Can you still get back? Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. God, Queen.
Ash.
I still do it every so often.
What?
Yeah, my sister was about three.
And you can get up the stairs?
Yeah.
No, you cannot.
You freak.
Ash,
and were they scared?
Oh, my little sister, she was about three. She used to have actual nightmares.
I'm gonna have
about
nightmares
me doing that.
Oh my god. I think the word terrorize is completely appropriate for that.
There's only one word coming to my mind. And that is why, Ash? Why do this?
Because she can.
She's a bendy girl.
Pretty much it.
Oh my God. Okay, well, what you need to do next is get an old TV and get rid of the screen and crawl through the screen.
Oh, that's a brilliant idea.
There you go. Happy Halloween.
She's literally woo.
My mom's looking for me with a scared look on her face right now.
You're weird, Ash, and we love it.
Thank you. Bye.
See you later. 087-711-1038. How did you terrorize your siblings when you were younger?
Not allowed to call our listeners freaks.
When they do things like that, I think it was the one appropriate.
Here's Kaylee.
My brother just terrorised me in all ways. I robbed his hat off his head one day and he ran, chased me and pushed me head first through the porch. And then another time, him and his friend dared me to cross the road without looking and I got knocked down. He was just, wasn't mean to me or anything, he just thought it was funny when I got hurt, I guess.
Oh my God, she's very forgiving.
Sorry, he wasn't mean or anything, but he was the cause of me getting knocked down.
Okay, people are very resilient. These people have been through a lot.
It's making me less guilty for things I've done, which is great.
Yeah, you're fine.
As bad as stuff I did, I never made my little sister walk into traffic.
No.
So you're a good guy.
I'm a good guy. I'm a good brother.
Megan, come here. How did you terrorise your siblings?
So when I was younger, so there's two sets of twins in my family. There's a boy girl and a boy girl.
Wow.
So my mother and sister, me and my twin brother used to move the furniture in the sitting room. We used to put them in the middle of the sitting room and we used to make them fight WWE style to terrorize them, and then there would be tears. Me and my brother would be egging them on in the background and there would all be a few injuries afterwards.
Twin versus twin.
My God.
And were you the older twins?
Yeah, me and my brother are 5 years older than my younger brother.
Okay, that makes sense.
Sorry, that's amazing that you guys have two sets of twins.
You know, as soon as you come on and you said your name was Megan, I just thought of Megan. Who was another Megan?
Megan from Drake and Josh.
Yeah. Who was another little terror?
Yeah, I used to cause trouble anyway. Me and my twin brother used to cause the most trouble for my mom and dad. The poor younger siblings got probably trauma from their childhood. I won't
say they did. Yeah, and do you get along now, or do you still make them? Do you still make them fight?
Yeah. We're all very close now, but they always bring up at the dinner table how we used to bully them basically when they were younger.
Ah, look, didn't do them any harm.
Have an old school night where you have another fight. That'd be good. Yeah. And you could sell tickets to that, Megan. Yeah. I'd pay for that.
Build character. Thanks, guys.
See you later.
Bye, bye, bye. All right, go on. Let it off your chest. It might make you feel better, Dave.
Sadistic freaks.
Dave feels welcome. Like a brand new man this morning.
I feel great.
So much better.
I'm ringing up my brother and sister, going, it could have been much worse. Get over it.
087-711-1038. Send your voice notes or whatever suits you, and just tell us, how did you terrorize your siblings when you were younger?
I used to hide in we had a hot press.
This is Nicole, okay? 087-711-1038. So she's in the hot press.
In our house. And any opportunity I got, I used to hide in it and scare the living daylights out of my sister. And the whole family actually got it. Because then when I had my little girl, we used to do it on her as well. And just the people's faces, our voices. I actually still do it to this day. If I'm in my mum's house and I know she's upstairs, I'll sneak upstairs and go in the hot press. And when she walks past, I'll boot the door open. And it's just, it gets them every time. They never don't expect me to be there. It's something that I do so often that you think they'd be used to it by now, but they scare so easily all the time.
Why is scaring people so funny?
It is funny.
Like jumping out of things.
And why is standing in the hot press waiting to jump out just the most exciting thing?
So funny.
Like the adrenaline.
Yeah, those people who never give you a reaction as well, they'll be like, oh, hey. Will you get scared, for God's sake?
Do you know what I've noticed this morning? For the last 20 minutes, we haven't spoke to a single man about this.
Oh, my God.
I tell you, it's sisters. Sisters to each other.
Our sister's way worse.
Come on. There's got to be lads who've made bits of each other and broken each other's legs and stuff as well.
Maybe not.
Come on, boyos. How did you terrorise your siblings when you were younger?
Yeah, make me feel better. I'm not the only guy that was just awful to my siblings, right?
087-711-1038. If anything comes to you, get them in.
With Emma, Dave, and Ashley.
Let's go.
Every day we wake up,
rise and shine.
Hello there. How are you? It's 3 minutes after nine, and just an FYI, 2 days from now, we are putting on Emma, Dave, and Ashling's worst show ever.
It's gonna be terrible.
I can't wait.
Just make sure you remember that it's the worst show ever.
Yeah, that's why we keep reminding you.
Please.
Otherwise, it'll be very embarrassing for
us.
You're
gonna just think we're terrible. In the meantime, it's another day. And it is another invite to a Facebook page from a girl that is doing a pyramid scheme by accident.
Accident?
And has no idea that she's in a pyramid scheme.
Oh, dear.
I don't think many pyramid scheme girlies know that they're in a pyramid scheme.
Do they even know what one is, I suppose?
Yeah, I don't know. And it's just one of those things. And this absolutely happens to guys as well, by the way. This has happened to mates of mine. They've been like, so listen, I have an opportunity for you. And I'm like, yeah, I know what that is. You should get your money back pronto.
What is this one? Is it a diet thing?
I don't want to say in case they're listening.
Oh, okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
You
could be saving her.
Okay, well, in that case, I feel like I can't say it. I feel like I can't say it. But it's one of those, you can spot it a mile away because they say boss girl.
Mm.
They say things like queen. They use emojis like the sparkle emojis,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
and the star emojis, mm-hmm. and the rocket emojis.
Yeah,
these are kind of sprinkled everywhere. These are the modern signs of how you can tell something is a pyramid scheme.
Interesting. Okay. So, yeah, pyramid scheme starter pack.
Yeah, but at the same time, they are really fun to observe from afar. Do you know what I mean? Because you're looking at these people and you're like, you should really know better now. You should know that this is a pyramid scheme. You should know that the fact that you have to get five other people involved in your business is a pyramid scheme. It's probably not going to work out the very best for you.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And you're probably paying to work there. Please stop doing that.
I feel like there should be a module in CSPE that teaches you about pyramid schemes and not to get involved.
There should be.
And that they don't work.
Yeah, 100%. I'd be all for this.
Unless it's Avon. Because Avon is amazing.
Avon was amazing. Your man sells Avon. Yeah. So there you go.
It's the best insult
but
ever.
That seems to be the only kind of things that I get invited to on Facebook anymore.
Yeah.
Are these pages.
Facebook is a weird place.
It is an odd place, isn't it? But I love it and I'll never delete it.
It used to be so fun.
It did, but I will never delete it. Now it's just interesting.
It is, yeah. It's kind of like a social experiment.
It is, yeah.
It is 9:05. Emma, David, Ashling with you here on Spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
This Thursday, it's happening. We are buzzing. You've helped us out so much in preparation for this and hear how it all plays out this Thursday morning when we put on Emma, Dave and Ashling's worst show ever.
Gonna be terrible.
It really is. Speculation has been rife over the last kind of couple of weeks about the Electric Picnic lineup. All the tickets were sold out by Christmas and as per usual, still no lineup. Yet last year they actually released 10 of the headliners before Christmas. So there was a lineup a lot earlier last year. And then they released a further 40 acts on the 21st of April, 2023.
Okay, so you had something to go off. And do you remember when the first lineup went out last year? One of them was blurred over.
Yeah.
For the Sunday night, which it turned out to be the script.
Yeah, but they didn't unblur that until very, very close to the gig.
That made me think that maybe they were waiting on confirmation from somebody.
I thought it was
but it was still good to give people a flavour of what they could expect.
Also, it wasn't the logo from the script that was blurred. Do you know what I mean? Like, whatever was blurred was not
actually
what was
released. It was a different logo. Yeah.
Which makes me think maybe it was just a scheduling issue and they wanted to get someone decent in there.
Maybe.
Yeah. Anyway, funny business does be happening with the reveals of these lineups. And here we are at the business end of April. And up until yesterday, there hadn't been a whiff of any news about this year's lineup. People were starting to think it was going to be cancelled. You were fairly convinced, Emma, that there was something going on.
A friend of mine who was in the music industry, I met you the other day and I was like, don't be silly, of course it is. And he was like, I don't know, mate. I don't know.
Yeah.
And once I got doubt from someone that I really kind of respect in the music industry, then I started getting a bit panicked.
Yeah, and I did ask my friend who does some PR for Electric Picnic and she was keeping it shtum as well.
Oh, really?
But yesterday afternoon, the news came that the lineup is going to be announced this Friday. Very exciting. So I propose that we make some predictions as to who's going to play the picnic this year, and we'll see on Friday if we're right.
Yeah, by the way, at Electric Picnic, if you want to release your lineup nice and early so we can actually come back to this on the show, that'd
be great.
We'll do it around 9 o'clock.
They'll probably do it around midday lunchtime. It has to have that feeling.
This is true. Yeah. Okay, so we're going to make a main stage prediction, an electric arena prediction. That's like the big tent with the blue and red.
I would say it's the second biggest apart from the main stage.
Yeah, definitely. And then I'm going to say a wild card choice, somebody who could show up on any stage in any place. Okay. Will I kick it off?
Please do.
Okay.
Again, because these are just predictions.
Exactly, yes. Oh yeah, don't get too... Well, Aisling said... No, guys, I have no sway in this. My main stage prediction is a big Irish act who is number one everywhere at the moment, and that is Hozier.
Oh, very good.
The only risk there is that he played the picnic, I want to say, in 2019, which isn't...
Yeah.
That's 5 years, five years ago now. Yeah, anyway, I think Hozier's doing...
Oh, he's played more since then, Ash.
Has he?
Time as Dermo and everything, they were backstage. I think he's played...
He's been around a bit. He didn't headline, though, when Dermot was on.
Yeah, no, I definitely saw him 2019. So look, we'll see. Hozier's my main stage prediction. My electric arena prediction, and I would be delighted for this gal if she got a stage as big as the arena, C-Mat.
Oh yeah, very
good. Love C-Mat. Country music is king right now. She is the cowboy hat wearing Irish female.
I think you'd put her on main stage, to be honest. Like,
they might.
I think they'd bump her.
Yeah, she might get main stage, but I do think she'd be great in the arena. And then my wild card is very optimistic, and I would be so buzzing if this came true. But I'm going to guess, because she's playing Glastonbury, Dua Lipa.
Oh yeah.
She's done it before.
She did 2018, I want to say.
Yes, I think, or 17 even. When she was one of them, really early days.
I think it was 2018, but yeah, unbelievable live at Electric Picnic. She was so, so good. Very good. All right.
I'm going to go for my main stage prediction. I've just changed in the last few seconds. Someone who is on tour and is hot right now, and again, this is very ambitious, but fingers crossed, I'm going to say main stage, Post Malone.
Oh.
Whoa.
Okay.
Is he on tour at the moment?
He's moving around, a lot around the States over the next couple of months.
Okay.
That's good. That's a good shout.
That would be huge. Has he ever played the Picnic?
Plus, he's got that new country album coming out as well. Like,
there's a lot happening with him right
now.
Will
that be out before Picnic?
Neil Sigum. I just think they pull in a Billie Eilish and some kind of massive international act
They do need a big American.
Post Malone, I think, would be very cool right now. Then I think Electric Arena, and I pretty much think this is kind of unwritten, like in terms of fact, because he's playing Belfast around the same weekend. I think Electric Arena, Noah Kahan.
Oh, I think main stage, Noah Kahan.
Yeah, he's got one big hit in Ireland.
No, but he's huge.
So you could still do. But sure, you had Dermot Kennedy in the Electric Arena up until a few years ago.
I think he'll definitely be there. I really do.
And then my wild card is an Irish lad called Moncrief. I think I met him there last year and he wasn't playing, which I found weird. And I was like,
then surely
he'll be playing somewhere next year.
Yeah.
He's a good guy as well.
I like him. All right. Mo, my main stage, right? I was thinking back to last year when there was a certain band that was in Ireland. They were playing in Belfast and we all thought that that's their logo was the one that was blurred out on the poster. Main stage, Blink-182.
Ooh.
Right? Wow. I think that they have so many bangers that people would absolutely love to see.
And you have Monkees and stuff have done it before.
They always have a big rock band to kind of end the weekend as well. Mm. Do you know what I mean? Okay, so I'm thinking main stage Blink-182. For Electric Arena, I am thinking Mika.
Yes!
Oh my God, I would love
Sorry,
that.
Sorry, I reacted as if that was the official announcement.
That's what I'm thinking.
Love me,
it
play.
Would be absolutely unbelievable. So he killed good. It at the Olympia only a couple of weeks ago. You two went and you said you had the best gig ever.
It was unreal.
And I think that people are obviously like, all right, you know what, let's see if we can get him on it. And wild card, I want to say, hot off the heels of a tune that was played once on Spin and never again. A collaboration between Dolly Parton and Pitbull. I think it would be absolutely fantastic.
Can you imagine? All the powerful women.
Dolly Parton and Pitbull Dolly. Just together in some kind of a... They could actually... They'd probably be like in the campsite stage.
There you go.
Something real small like that. The lineup will be revealed this coming Friday. Buzzing.
Spins. Fully charged. Recharged.
It was my birthday yesterday. 29 years old. Happy birthday, Dave. Didn't he have a great day? He did. It was wonderful.
It was nice, yeah.
It was really, really fun. He had a really, really nice day.
Monday's a tough day for a birthday.
But then I was kind of leaving work and Callum, producer Callum said, why don't you get some free stuff for your birthday? Why don't you see what stuff you can get for your birthday? And I was like, what are you talking about? And he was like, it's your birthday. Like some businesses will give you free things just because it's your birthday or whatever.
Oh, interesting.
And I was just like, I don't think that's a real thing. And he was like, oh, well, Subway used to do it and used to be able to get a free cookie or whatever. And just as he was talking about this, I got an email from Rituals, you know, the hand place.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hand place. It's not a hand place, but they do like oils and stuff.
Yeah. That's such a lad's description of Rituals. The hand place.
The place for the hand.
Sorry, how does Rituals have your email?
Because I went there last week to get soap and they were like, do you want to sign up? And I was like, okay.
Come on, you went to Rituals to get soap?
Yeah, I know.
Drop whatever you're going to bring. I want to talk to you about that. Why are you so into your soaps?
I just...
That's posh.
I went to a hotel, right? And there was this really, really nice ritual soap there. And I was like, this is class. And then my girlfriend at the time bought me ritual soap and it ran out. And we ended our relationship, so she couldn't buy me more.
Right.
So I had to go and buy myself more.
You're really leaning into like the late 20s.
Yeah, I know.
Also, that's probably the most unrelatable thing you've ever said. Anyway, back to your story.
I have a rituals club card.
What the hell?
Get off this show.
So I was wondering, anyway, what could I get for free? So I basically put up my Instagram. I was like, does anyone know anything you can get free? I don't want it. I'm not going to go get it or anything like that. I'm curious. Are there places out there
that
so I can bring
that
to the people of Dublin what you can get for free on your birthday, right?
Good idea.
So here we go. Chris says, Subway still do the cookie depending on the staff. That doesn't give me a lot of confidence.
That is a load of...
Is that like old staff that are like haven't really been told yet?
That we don't do that anymore.
Yeah, the Subway vets know.
He said, perhaps the IMC cinemas will give you a free movie. Well, we'll do that, to be fair.
Oh, yeah, we're fine. We're fine.
Doesn't need to be your birthday for that. Just get on to us.
Brad said that 123.ie give you a free muffin and a coffee on your birthday. So obviously they don't send it. It's not from 123.ie. They obviously send you a voucher for like a Costa or something like
that. Okay.
But there you go. There's one reason to do insurance with them. Shauna says, Insomnia give a free small hot coffee if you're signed up with their loyalty app. Now this is the thing
that's true. It happened to me before.
There you go.
In Dublin 1, I went in to pay for my coffee and they were like, you don't need to. It's your birthday. Huh?
Oh,
unreal.
No, it was really cute.
Now see, that's the thing. A lot of these places you do have to sign up with their loyalty app. There was one a couple of days ago someone said, someone has just said that you could have got a Starbucks yesterday for my birthday. And I was like, what? Like, surely you'd know if you could get a Starbucks for free.
You just wander in.
Again, I think you have to be like a gold member.
But no,
or
it's
whatever,
fine because when I worked in Dublin 1 and I literally would go to Insomnia every single morning, it made way more sense to have the app. Because, you know, rather than your little loyalty card that you could lose with
stamps.
Your points, I was obsessed with collecting them and getting my free coffee. So it's all in the app. It's very handy.
I got a push notification from Vodafone yesterday saying, hey, it's your birthday. Happy birthday. Here's the tenner. So I got a tenner credit off Vodafone. So that was kind of cool.
Bank.
I don't really know what I'm supposed to do with the tenner because, like, I'm on a plan, you know what I mean? So like I pay €20 and I get a certain amount of things. This tenner's just sitting there. Maybe I'll enter the cash machine or something. I don't know.
Buy some like apps or something. Buy a screensaver.
Buy a new ringtone.
Yeah, perfect. Someone said if you're a 3 customer, the 3 Plus app gives you a €5 voucher for Butler's chocolate for your birthday.
Right.
Not bad at all.
Random, why not?
Seeing a theme of coffees and treats.
Yeah, true. You also get a discount code for ASOS and you get extra points from Boots.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. Then I got some stupid answers. Keep in mind, I put up in my story, what places give you free things for your birthday? And my dad replied, Mam and Dad. And then someone said, you can get free communion at Mass.
Oh, yeah, that's a good true. One.
And then one of the lads who I know who works in Galway says, I'll give you a brownie in the porterhouse if you're willing to make the trip. So I'm going to Galway after the show.
Just for
you're a day late, so it was probably just yesterday.
Oh, crap, yeah, yeah. I'll arrive all the way. Next William year. Will be like, no, not
next year.
Some of them are actually better than what the presents we got you between three of us yesterday.
I got a free McDonald's breakfast off the two of you. I was very happy
yeah,
with
three,
that.
3-3-3, producer Callum, so it wasn't even that, you know, the tenner from Vodafone was probably worth a bit more to you.
Yeah, fair. If only I could exchange. Would anyone like a tenner Vodafone credit?
What will you give me if I give you a tell me a tenner on Revolut and I'll send you my 10 euro.
Exactly, there we go.
Spins, fully charged. Recharged.
For now though, we're teaming up with Donnelly Fresh all this week where taste meets imagination every day on the show. We're setting up a band, making music with some of the tasty Donnelly Fresh products that we have.
Yes, you've been trying to guess what song we were tapping away on our salad boxes to, and if you get it right, we'll give you a 200 euro one for all voucher.
That's very nice. I'd love a 200 euro one for all voucher.
That is quite a nice prize.
It is stunning. Nice.
Yeah. Where would you go with that now?
I go to a nice restaurant.
Would you?
Oh, yeah. Good shout. No, I'd probably buy clothes. I'd probably buy the Adidas Gazelles myself.
I'd probably get them in white. I can't get them out of my
head.
Well,
I'd spend it all on lunch at Donnelly Fresh.
Oh, of course.
Oh, very
of
good.
Of course.
That's you eating pasta, right?
How are you?
All good.
What are you up to this morning?
We're actually late on the skill run.
Oh, are you?
So do you want us to keep this quick? Is that what you're saying, Danielle?
Yeah.
I used to love being dropped to school late on purpose when it wasn't my fault, it was my parents' fault. Ha! And they'd be like, write that note there and bring it in and say you're sorry.
Say
it was my fault
awfully
this morning.
Sorry.
You'd be like straight in, only in for 45 minutes and you'd be straight in your little break.
Yeah. How late are you going to be?
About 40 minutes.
Oh, not good at all, Danielle.
Look, another 5 minutes won't do much harm, so.
Yeah, no. Dead right.
Sure, we'll stay and have
Danielle,
the chats.
We'll try and get you there quicker. Don't worry, we will. Did you enjoy our band?
We did. It was actually Ellie who was like, Mom, I know that song. Text it in.
Oh, good. Very well good, done, Ellie.
All right, do you want to hear it one more time?
Of course you do.
You don't get to answer that question.
Okay,
here we go. In a three, and a two, and a three, two, one, go. Oh, what are we thinking?
What do you think it is?
Go on, Ellie.
Excellent.
Thank you, Ellie. Thank you, Ellie. This ain't Texas. Ain't no hold 'em. They all cars down, down.
I love that she answered. Excellent. That
Texas Hold 'em, Beyonce.
Amazing.
Oh, yeah. We would have accepted either Excellent or Texas Hold'em by Beyonce. Well done, Ellie.
Well done.
Spot on.
Now you've the perfect excuse for being late to work. You were making money, guys.
Yes, 200 euro, one for all. You're going to you, Danielle. Fair play.
Thank you.
Bye, guys.
See you, Danielle. Bye.
Bye.
Talk to you later. Another chance for you to win that 200 euro, one for all voucher, but thanks to Donnelly Fresh on tomorrow's show as well.
If you're Danielle, would you split the 100? Would you get 100 euro for Ellie and 100 euro for Danielle, or would you give it all to Ellie? Or would you keep it all for yourself?
50-50.
I guess the kid a few top trumps or something, yeah. And then I'd keep
your
the rest
top trumps. You're so topical and cool.
I don't even know what
relevant.
They are. Here's Amy on Spin.
We were just chatting about top trumps there. It came up supernaturally because it's such a cool hot topic. And Emma, you have never heard of top trumps?
No,
don't know
maybe,
what they are?
Maybe they didn't have them in Waterford or something. I don't know.
That's
I've never
my
heard
God,
of
crazy.
Top
trumps.
That's awful. Top trumps were the best game
I
you could play.
I had so many top trumps. Dave and I have just been writing down what top trumps we have. Will we go back and forth?
Yeah, go on.
Okay, I'll start with Shrek 2.
Top trump specials 05-06 Manchester United season.
I had top trump specials Simpsons Horror Edition.
I just had the normal Simpsons one.
Cool. Dogs.
What was it? Predators.
You'd like this one, Emma. I had Jacqueline Wilson edition.
What are they? I don't know what they are.
It's basically like a card game and you'd have to have the highest points. So you'd be like, oh, cars. It'd be like speed, 100. You'd be like, oh, damn it, mine's only 90. I get your card because I bought higher.
This sounds very complicated for children.
I also had Shrek 2.
I had Star Wars and I had High School Musical.
I had Supercars.
Oh, it's so cool.
Do you want to play?
I do. So badly.
You never asked.
Come on. I'm so confused.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning. Spins, fully charged.
Recharged.
Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave and Aisling.